producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I want to get to today is I want to talk about the framers of the Constitution, Christians or deists. And I also want to correlate that with the fact that we've heard of David Barton from Wall Builders, and we know that the leftists and the revisionists want to tear him down and attempt to create our history in their own foolish reprobate images. And we also know that they love to attack David Barton. But for those that did not know, David Barton critics must beware, because as I brought up last week, folks, and this has come back to my memory today, I need to highlight this, that he won $1 million concerning a defamation lawsuit concerning those that want to attack him and his character for who he is and what it is he is conveying to the American people. Due to the fact that he's a historian, they don't like the fact that he's giving accurate history to the American people, because their hopes is that they're going to get away with whatever the American people let them get away with. Well, the fact of the matter is they've attacked the wrong individual. So we're going to talk about the framers of the Constitution. Were they Christians or deists? And I want to actually name their denomination so you can understand who they are. And you also need to understand, folks, that deists are those that believe God's there, but he doesn't interfere in the affairs of mankind. It's like you and me having children, and we just let them go, and we don't help them along in the process of training them up in the ways that they should go. And how foolish, but folks, there's these people that actually believe this kind of stuff. And I also want to set the record straight, too, before we get to that topic, that in 1793, it was Benjamin Franklin that said in this country, revisionists, atheists, whatever the case might be, folks, you do need to understand that there is no such thing as atheists in this country. And we're dealing with a small portion of that in this country, because again, the American people fail to leave in the lump, and that is leaving in the lump. We need to get rid of the leaving so it doesn't leave in the lump, and we need to get rid of the foxes that are attempting to spoil the vine. And I'm saying that for the very purpose, folks, that we need to deal with the issue. And we know that 78% of America profess their Christianity. We understand that a good portion of the American people believe in God. Hey, folks, the devils believe and tremble, it tells us in the book of James. A little common sense, right? A building has a builder. A portrait has an artist or a painter. We as creations have a creator. A little common sense. Are you seeing where I'm going with this? So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. But before we do, folks, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and just highlight what's going on in your country again, because we see that a whole lot's happening. As a matter of fact, we have some good news for you. Historic city of Selma, Alabama, finally abortion-free. Illegal abortion mills shut down. Why are abortion mills being shut down across this country? Because the younger generation are standing up and saying, you are not going to kill off my generation. They're doing the stuff that the older generation have failed to do. And they're picking it up, and they're running with a baton that the Lord is handing them. When he said, thou shalt not kill, in Exodus 20 and in Proverbs 6, verse 17, it says, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. It's in the creation's heart to understand the will of God, because God has given them a conscience, and conscience means with knowledge. Common sense. Here, case in point. Did a high school assembly in Fargo, North Dakota. I was talking about the issue of abortion, how it's murder. It's not constitutional. I don't care what the government says when they want to sanction something. You cannot sanction murder in any country or advocate murder in any country. And I justify it, folks, by calling it choice or whatever five attorneys or lawyers want you to believe it means or what it says, because they say so. But this one girl came up to me and she said, you know, I have a real problem with the topic of abortion. And I just simply looked at her, no debates, no argument. And I said, well, it's a good thing your mama didn't. It's a good thing that mama agreed with God when God said, thou shalt not kill. It's a good thing your mother agreed with God and didn't kill, because if she did, you wouldn't be here today. But yet you have a problem with what God's will is. And isn't it interesting that it preserves life? And the only people, God's law does, and the only people that advocate the abortion of babies are those that are already born. It's absolute foolishness. So, folks, aside of that, historic city of Selma, finally abortion-free, illegal abortion mills shut down. And for those that did not know, Troy Newman from Operation Rescue, folks, his organization has gotten over 70% of all abortion mills in America closed down. So don't go off believing what the government's telling you and that they're not going nowhere. No, the American people need to stand up so they do go somewhere and where they belong, and that is in jail for the act of murder and advocating murder, which is contrary to common law in the United States of America. And going back to the model of heaven, a child, common sense. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Evil Dead, the globalist edition. This is written by Jim White. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, folks, here again, we have the victim actually perpetuating the crime. Officials ordered church groups to remove all crosses from their facilities that will be taking in Muslim so-called refugees. Well, wait a second. So they're supposed to change their religion because the Muslim refugees are coming into their country. This is in a foreign country, by the way. But you can rest assured it's going to happen in America, too, if you fail to uphold that cross, friends. Did you hear what I said? Officials ordered church groups to remove all crosses from their facilities that will be taking in Muslim so-called refugees. This is written by Walid Shovat. And this is in the Norwegian Missionary Society, where they operate several Christian campsites, and they're offering homes, bedding, supplies, food, so on and so forth to these supposed Muslim refugees. But isn't it interesting where they go? They plunder. I thought they needed help, friends. Well, I think the writing is on the wall. We judge them by their fruit, and here we have it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Two GOP strategists call for Trump's assassination. Department of Justice once again silent. Folks, you are playing with fire by tolerating this. You are empowering corruption in government to spread itself abroad through your inactions. But I want you to listen carefully. Two GOP strategists call for Trump's assassination. And the Department of Justice once again is silent. Should I call it the Department of Injustice, friends? Because that's exactly what it is. This is un-American. Where are those law enforcement agencies to actually bring forth the law unto judgment to establish righteousness in this country? Well, again, America, you are that law. And if those in government don't want to do their job, then you impeach them and indict them. And that's exactly what needs to happen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Going to take a quick break. Come right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio station in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also jumping over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Facebook Bradley Dean, Facebook Sons of Liberty Media, Facebook Sons of Liberty Radio. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get over to the framers of the Constitution, so you know your history, friends, do understand Texas governor strips funding from sanctuary cities, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Praise God. He's doing his job. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has only been on the job for about a year, but he's already made his mark on the nation and around himself. He stood up against Planned Parenthood. He's fought back against the gun-grabbing attempts of the anti-gunners. And now he's stripping the fundings from sanctuary cities, which is only going to deter them from going into his state. Common sense. Don't feed them. They'll leave. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Finally, Common Sense Gun Initiatives, Ohio National Guard. Facilities no longer gun-free zones. Do you think so? Do you think our military should be armed, friends? Come on. Look at the debates these people get you caught up into. This isn't good news. This is common sense. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Where in the world is the latest poll on Obama and gun control coming from? I can tell you, from the Oval Office. For those that did not know, sometime back, probably about a year and a half ago now, I'm guessing, but it was last year sometime, we found out when the New York Times blurted the truth out in their confusion, they told the American people that all information that's released on Obama's administration to the American people is first vetted by his administration. What a convenient rule indeed. What a convenient rule indeed. So where are these polls coming from, friends? Never trust the polls. I can tell you exactly where they took this poll. Right in the White House. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Where in the world is the latest poll on Obama and gun control coming from? Folks, gun sales are skyrocketing. Skyrocketing. I mean, folks, they want you to equate when cops, good cops, shoot bad men, that we need to stop the violence. And if you think I'm kidding, you should look to European nations, because that's exactly what they're doing. Folks, not too long ago, I was watching a video, and I was literally in shock concerning the stupidity these people were taking upon themselves. But there was a Muslim man wielding a machete in his hand, trying to kill the police officers. And, of course, the police officers didn't have the right to pull the trigger concerning him who was trying to slaughter them. You know what they were doing? They had their taser guns out, shooting them. And you know what their reasoning was? Because they wanted to rehabilitate that Muslim that was trying to kill the police officers with a machete. I kid you negative. If you think what's happening right now in America is bad, friends, what's happening in this country is they're beginning to take on. They're beginning to absorb the mindset of European lawlessness. And they want you to believe it's law. But what's interesting is people in this country are beginning to make it applicable concerning those that want to make the law. And I want to bring this up again because we know that yesterday we were talking about the individual, the senator, who went after the AG, the attorney general in Virginia, as well as the governor in Virginia, and he wanted to basically pull down their security detail. And that's exactly how you have to deal with these people. Those in government want to disarm the American people? Then let's disarm them that represent we the people, that want to protect themselves against we the people. How does that fare? See, the debate's over with at that point, friends. They don't want to talk about it anymore. You're dealing with unreasonable men. Simply put, you're dealing with unreasonable men. And I believe it was Thomas Paine. Hang on one second here, friends. Doing live radio. He had said, and I got it in my mind exactly how this is supposed to go, but I need to give you the exact quote. But he's exactly right when he said this. I'm just having a second here to pull it up, trying to reason with someone that's unreasonable. Okay, to argue with a person who has renounced the use of reason is like administering medicine to the dead. Listen again. And this is exactly what it's like dealing with unreasonable men. These are reprobates. That means without judgment. Read Romans 1. And folks, so when I'm talking about reprobates, again, I'm not name-calling. I'm telling you what Scripture tells us. Reprobate means they're without judgment. They're without the Spirit of God. To argue with a person who has renounced the use of reason is like administering medicine to the dead. That's right. Until they're born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, you are wasting your time, friends. And that's exactly what you're dealing with. You are dealing with a sick-minded populace in the state-controlled narrative and corruption in government. You're dealing with sick-minded people. I'm not kidding you. Sick-minded folks. They've left reason a long time ago. Case in point, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Michigan, ACLU. I was just talking about this yesterday. The American Civil Liberty Union. They have no part in talking about our Constitution because they stand in contrast to our laws. Why? Because of what Roger Baldwin said, the founder of the ACLU back in the 30s. He said the end of the ACLU is communism. That means they are enemies to the American people. But we find that Michigan ACLU Muslim deputy director refuses to condemn terrorist acts. No, folks. It's all a part of the plan to plunder America and to upend the sovereignty of who we are as a people. Here we have it again. Michigan American Civil Liberties Union Muslim deputy director refuses to condemn terrorist acts. Folks, again, I want to talk to the useful idiots just for a moment. It was Vladimir Lenin that came up with the term useful idiots. Again, I'm not demeaning anybody. They're doing it to themselves. They're falling into the pit that they themselves have dug, and they're labeling themselves and defining themselves for who they are by the fruit that they bear, if any. But folks, you do need to understand that when a totalitarian system of government, namely you useful idiots that listen to me and bite my ankles at every turn, you need to understand that you are being used to upend your country that you yourself are a part of. I just wanted to put that together for you so you could understand that you're not doing it to anybody but yourself. And the good people that stand back and watch you, they're doing it to themselves as well by tolerating your crimes against the U.S. Constitution and our enumerated laws. But you need to understand, even concerning what's going on over at the ACLU right now, now the Muslims are beginning to infiltrate the ACLU. Just like the homosexuals, they were used for a moment as a political battering ram. They're pushing them aside now because they don't need them anymore. Now the Muslims are coming up to play to be used as a political battering ram to further destroy this country. And these people mean business when they say they want to kill the infidels. But notice who's falling into place and into position in this country to now destroy our country. We have those in the ACLU that call themselves Muslim, that refuse, namely the deputy director, now they refuse to condemn terrorist acts? No, because they're the ones perpetrating the acts. Hello? What do you think they're going to tell on themselves? But see how they're getting the people out of the way and they're getting into position to do the things that they will? By the way, friends, just another side note, this is to a T perfect judgment. They will be made the head, and you will be made the tail. And it's exactly, prophetically right on as to where we are in this country today. And it's just a reminder, friends, go to Leviticus 26, because you'll see that the Lord will bring judgments line upon line, precept upon precept. If you refuse the first one, then the second one will come. If you refuse the second one, then the third one will come. And the judgments become harsher and harsher and harsher and harsher. And it gets to the point where the sword comes, and there's nothing that you can do at that point except call out for the mercy of God concerning your particular situation. I don't know why, America, you have to wait until the plane goes down before you call upon the name of the Lord. That's an ungrateful people. How about we call upon him when we don't necessarily need him or have a need for him? How about we just repent because of the goodness of God, which leads us to repentance, as it talks about in the book of Romans? But folks, we're in it. We're in it today. Again, remember, the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. America, put your valor on. We have a country to defend because we love God and we love each other. John 15:13. I'm going to take a quick break, come right back, and we're going to talk about the framers of the Constitution, Christian or deist. I think you're going to like this.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sam, will you get on the radio with me just for a moment? This is my 11-year-old producer. He produces a national, international radio show. He's a smart kid. Sam, you know what I just found out? Tim Brown, senior editor of Sons of Liberty Media.com, just posted this. It's one of those I told you so's bug, Sam.
Yep.
And we just found out that, yep, that Houston mosque burning was a fake hate crime. It's the second one we've caught the Muslims creating. Just like the homosexuals, they've been busted over and over and over again for creating fake hate crimes. Why? Because they want to garner the sympathy of the people, because they want to portray themselves as the victim while they themselves are perpetuating the crime. It's dangerous.
Yep.
How does your dad tell people this kind of stuff without saying, I told you so? Because when I say, I told you so, it sounds like I'm smacking him in the face. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I love folks, and I'm trying to tell them something that I know is true, and I know it from my heart, and I trust the Spirit of Christ in my life.
Yeah, well, when you say he told you so, he's not like pushing you down. He's just saying that, If you're not going to listen, I mean, I told you so.
Yeah, is that right? That's the best definition. Because I am literally here with my hands up in the air just saying, America, I'm not one of those conservative, I'm sorry, lack of conservatives that's out there trying to bring attention to myself. I'm trying to prophetically warn you of what I know is true. And I told you over and over and over again, America, when I'm leading up to something just like Trey Gowdy just this week, I told you months ago, when the Spirit of Christ starts to move and I'm onto something and I don't need to know exactly what it is because I don't always know what it is. But I know I'm onto something because the Lord is prophetically tagging me to a situation because the Bible tells us He brings all things to the light, and that's exactly what He does. But when we were just talking about this the other day, friends, and by the way, Trey Gowdy's in the news today too. He's being called out by the Tea Partiers, the conservatives, the right, if you want to play that little paradigm game. He's being called out by the people for betraying America today. Okay? But in saying that, that's in the news along with this. And just the other day, I told you, we're going to find out that this is a fake hate crime. And Tim properly named this article, yep, that Houston... And Tim, if you're listening, dude, it just humors me that you would say it that way. Yep, that Houston mosque burning was a fake hate crime. And again, folks, we're not taking it and rubbing it in your face. We're trying to tell you something. We're trying to tell you that the fingerprints of the Lord is all over the message that we're giving to you because we love you. And He loves you more than we love you, but we love you too. We love Him more than we love you, but we obey Him because we love Him, and then we love you. Bradley, that was confusing. No, it wasn't. Hereby, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Thanks, Tim. Tim just gave me a thumbs up, folks. But again, just posted. Yep, that Houston mosque burning was a fake hate crime. The Houston mosque burning was a fake hate crime. Folks, it's the second one where they have been busted. The first one, he was literally busted on film. But check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I don't think that I've ever seen an article that's named, yep. Yep, that Houston mosque burning was a fake hate crime. Yep, folks, and they're in your country creating fake hate crimes to turn the laws against you, just like the radical homosexuals, just like the communists, just like the atheists, and every other sinner that wants to play with the fire. You're being set up. Sin charges you a lot more than you want to pay, friend, violating God's moral law. And it's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay. And we're talking about your eternity. Your eternity. You know, sometimes people think, Bradley, you're so harsh. No, I'm not. I'm a North Minneapolis boy. I'm a city punk. I know when I'm being conned. I know when I'm being lied to by the Spirit of Christ. Amen? 1 Corinthians 12, read it when you get a moment. He bestows discerning of spirits upon His children, the gift of prophecy upon His children. I can go down the line on that one. Faith, miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and the such, friends, healings. You know, and when I used to be in North Minneapolis, it was just like you were raised to either literally, you know, I say it now, kill or be killed. But in many, many ways, that's exactly right on the money. And I praise God for the upbringing that I had, though I would never want to go through it again. Now I can see that the Lord meant to bring it about to stand up for the people, to fight for the people. That's real love, to fight for the people. We're in this to win the fight, friends. And we do this because we can do this together. In Jesus' name, amen. I know down in Alabama you're saying, Bradley, bring it on, Brother Dean, bring it on. Yes, you are. And by the way, thank you for the high five, my friends. Framers of the Constitution of the United States of America, Christians or deists? Well, let me ask you something. What's the fruit of our nation? Is the fruit of our nation of those that don't believe in God? Well, they believe that He's there, but they just don't believe that He actually interacted into the affairs of mankind. How ridiculous, friends. How ridiculous. I mean, I would say that in kid talk. How redonkulous. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! I mean, how redonkulous, right, Sam? I mean, come on. My kid's in there smiling right now.
Bring it down, Brother D.
That's exactly it. The framers of the Constitution, for those that did not know, deism is the belief in an absentee God. Yeah. Like this fatherly or fatherless generation that's absentee of their daddies. Yep. I was a part of that. But that's not the God of my fathers. Folks, God established absolute, unchanging laws, physical laws, moral laws, to govern the universe. Indeed, He has. But deists will say God retreated from the universe and is no longer involved with His creation. Really? He's known by the judgments that He executes. Bringing that about every day of the week, America. He's waiting for His church to respond, right? Deists are similar to Christians in view of God's law. In the Declaration of Independence, it talks of laws of nature and nature's God. In the 18th century America, deists were a very small minority. Church affiliations of Constitutional Convention delegates, there was a total of 55 delegates. You know, it's weird. It gets caught up on 55 and 56. Anybody ever notice that? I noticed that. Well, 55 of the Constitutional Convention delegates, 28 of them were Episcopalians under the umbrella of the Christian faith. 8 of those 55 Constitutional Convention delegates were Presbyterians. 7 of those Constitutional Convention delegates were Congregationalists. 2 of those Constitutional Convention delegates of the 55 were Dutch Reformed. 2 of them were Lutherans. 2 of them were Methodists. 2 of them Roman Catholics. That's how the Catholics say it over in the East Coast day. Yeah, we Catholic. Right? 2 Roman Catholics. 1 unknown. Matter of fact, 3 deists, question mark, around these 3 individuals. Evidence doesn't support that they were deists at all. And then when we go back and understand who those 55 delegates were of the Constitutional Convention concerning their church affiliation and what they established, which nobody in their dog, cat, or parakeet, or guinea pig can deny today, is that we are a Christian nation. Why? Because God used Christian men and women to establish what we have here 238 years later. I had a conversation. And we were talking about some of this stuff that I'm talking about right now. And I said, you know what, you can go ahead and say what you will about our founding forefathers, but the fact of the matter is, you cannot deny the fruit. And folks, I want you to understand that Bible that I read every day of my life, that's not only just in churches across America where it's 300 to 1 concerning any other religion in America, 300 to 1, might I add, but did you know that no matter what hotel I go to in the United States of America, there's that Christian Bible there. Matter of fact, when I pay for that hotel room, there's God, the God of the Mosaic Institution in which Jesus Christ fulfilled, His name is on that money that I have to pay to the man for me to get the room. And when I go up to that room, there's that Bible that I can read again. Well, what's interesting about that, folks, is that 34% of quotations in framers' writings came directly from, guess what? The Bible. If you'd like to check that out, please do, my little blogger friends. American Political Science Review, 1984, Donald Lutz and Dr. Charles Heineman researched 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other works that were written by various leading Americans from 1716 to 1805 as quoted in Christianity and the Constitution by John Ivesmore. That research, my friends, was done in Houston, Texas, and they found out that 34% of the 15,000 writings were directly extracted and derived from the Word of God. Nobody can deny that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Into the Sons of Liberty. I've been talking about the framers of the Constitution, Christians or deists. And I think we've already explained that. And folks, we talk about that quite a bit here. You know, I live in a rural area. And every spring, we see the farmers out and we see them plowing the fields up with their tractors. And then after they plow, we see them sow seed into that plowed ground. And then what we do is we watch for God to bring forth the sun and the rain. And then we go to sleep at night and we can see this green tip of the plant come out of the ground in which the seed that they planted was now beginning to show forth itself and what it was bearing. And we have to wait for, you know, 4 to 6 months before it needs to be harvested. But during the harvest time, I'll ask my kids, so what kind of seed did they plant in the springtime? And they'll look at the plant and they'll say, corn, Dad. They'll say, corn. And notice they have enough common sense to understand that a seed reproduces after its own kind. And here we have today the revisionists and the atheists and the communists trying to tear down American history to recreate it in their own image due to the fact that America, if you'd wake up, you'd understand that these people that are trying to create it in their own image didn't even exist during the foundation of our country. Yet they want you to believe them. They want you to deny the fruit that you see come out of the ground in which the seeds were planted by our forefathers. They don't want you to agree with that. And how many times have I told you concerning the corruption that we see in this country today? They want you to believe what they say, not what you see. Well, I say this now, America. Go ahead and open up your eyes and tell me what you see. That's what you need to believe in the natural. God gave us eyes for the purpose to reason out and collect in thought what it is that which is in front of our faces must be there. But they want you to deny that. They want you to deny the fruit that you see harvested 24/7 in this country, 365 days a year, unless there's a leap year. I just had to throw that in there. Just want to make sure, because if somebody tries to catch me in the leap year.
Leap years do matter.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Are you following me? So my kids understand that what they planted, the farmers planted in the springtime, is exactly what we're harvesting in the fall time. And so it is what our forefathers planted 238 years later, friends. Again, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 238 years later. Sam, were you going to correct me? Go ahead.
239, and then what's this, 2016?
Okay, so it's going to be...
And then it's going to be 240 in 2016.
Okay, so we got 240 years of the longest standing constitution in modern history coming up in 2016. Well, we know what our forefathers planted, because here we are. And here's the bottom line. Nobody can deny it. And that's why these atheists who don't believe in God... Say they. No, they're at war with God, and they know that they're at war with God. You know, they spend their whole lives warring against the God they say they don't believe in, and they want you to believe in what they say they don't believe in, yet they believe in Him. What did Chesterton say? He said if there was no God, there would be no atheist. He's exactly right. So, folks, I say this. Judge a tree by its fruit. Look to who we are foundationally. Go to your founding documents again. Go to your state preambles. Notice whose name's right at the top of each one in all 50 states. Go ahead and read our founding documents construed by our forefathers and created by our forefathers. And you tell me what you see. The obvious.
That's right. And we definitely have a job to do. You know, I was talking to someone today, and we don't want to change anything. We want to restore things back to the way that they were. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing on a daily basis. We are going back to the old paths, to our foundation, which was founded upon the Bible and the Constitution, going back to the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, speaking of the Bible. So we have a job to do, and we cannot do what we do apart from faithful supporters like you. We have a program called Sons and Daughters of Liberty. For those of you out there who are Sons and Daughters of Liberty, we say thank you so much for your support. It is faithful, consistent support that you have given this ministry that has caused us to be able to reach the masses in a huge degree this year. You know, if you look at all that we have done this year, literally, we have been from coast to coast. We have spoken at universities, colleges, schools. We've spoken at tea parties, churches, festivals. I mean, you name it.
If you want to make these liberals, folks, these lawless liberals, because that's what they are, if you want to make them angry and you want to see what they're really about, stop preaching hate! Have us come in.
Yeah.
We would be more than happy to just show up so they can exhibit who they really are.
That's right. And, you know, when we're looking at the new year, people oftentimes make resolutions. I want to do this year. I'd like to change this about myself this year. I'd like to do this and that and the other thing. How about we make a resolution to actually take our country back?
Yes.
Because, you know what, it was stolen, but, you know, nothing can really be stolen. Let me put this in a good way. We let people take advantage of us and do what they do unlawfully because the good people have sat back.
That's right.
Nothing.
Scripture tells us the enemy sowed tares while men slept. In America, nobody's sleeping because it's all being done in the face
That's
of the
right.
American
it's
people with
obvious.
Their eyes wide open.
That's exactly right. It's very obvious. So how about we make a resolution to change? How about in your own community say, you know what?
I'm Only by the grace
in,
of God.
That's right. Yep. By the grace of God, I'm going to bring in Bradley Dean. I'd like to get this message in my community. Maybe you have your own church group, your own tea party, your own school, your own university, your own home group.
And to show you how it works, we were just in Texas, and then we were just in Texas again, and then guess what's coming up again? We're
going to
be in Texas again.
Yeah,
so.
That's a fun little string. I'll actually tell you about. So we worked hard to get in Texas the first time. Had to go through a lot of walls, a lot of barriers, a lot of things that were just in the way, you know? And that's most times what we have to do is we've got to break down walls because nothing comes easy in this life that's worth anything. So we got there the first time, and a man came and showed up at one of the events, and he really took to it. And then he got a whole bunch of events ready for us for literally, I think it was the next month or shortly right thereafter. So we went to Texas again. Then at our second trip to Texas, there was a guy there who heard Bradley speak and wants us to come to his tea party group. So now that makes a string of three times of people who heard the message, then they heard the message and wanted to bring it to their community.
And I think we've done, seven or eight events?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we've reached a lot of people in Texas.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
Texas rocks.
I would say seven or eight events.
We just got another invitation yesterday from you folks in Alabama, and if you want us to come out there, now is the time to do it because we're already pushed out 3 months, and that's how we like to stay at that three-month window.
Yeah,
so now is the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
And I'd also like to say, too, we're winding down to the end of 2015. Oftentimes, people like to give year-end donations, which we extremely appreciate here at the Sons of Liberty. You can do so by going online, press the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and you can make it a one-time donation if you'd like to do an end-of-the-year gift. But even more than that, what helps us the most is having faithful support from people. We appreciate you people who have been jumping on board with that and saying, you know what, I'd like to consistently support this ministry. You know, sporadic gifts here and there, those are wonderful, but it's always nice to have a foundation that, like I always say, we can catapult from to be able to reach more people. And we are literally working day in and day out, morning till night. I can personally attest to the fact that we are doing all that we can do to keep this ministry on the move. Like we talk about, we're not just about talk radio, we're about do radio. Outside of doing the radio program 6 days a week, we are literally coast to coast traveling with this message. So one way you can help is jump online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. When you scroll down, you'll see a lovely video, and then you'll see different levels of membership that you can choose from, and then your information to plug in. It is so easy, it's all secure, even I can do it. And if you say, well, I just don't want to plug in my information myself, you can call us up and we'll help you out and get you all set up too as well at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And finally, please check out all of our wonderful products in our store. We've got so many ways for you to reach out to your community, your neighborhood, your school, your church group, your tea party, books, t-shirts, DVDs, CDs. If you haven't yet taken a look at the store, please do so. It'll be a fun look, but it's information that's going to change people's hearts and lives for eternity.
And don't ask and us
exactly
that. Just go to
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Go to referrals and ask them. There's literally hundreds of referrals out there, folks, for you to go ahead and listen to what they have to say. Don't take it from us. Just go ahead and listen to what they have to say. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's right.
Now, what you know, you never get an opportunity, really, to jump on the radio outside of the fact that I always look at you and say, okay, you ready? And then I'm going to go like this, and then I say to you, you got 1 minute left. So, Stephanie, you got 1 minute left. What would it be that you'd want to say to the people within the 30 seconds that you have left?
Well,
aren't I liberal?
Thanks. I really
in a good
appreciate
way.
That.
In
I
a
would,
good way.
You know, I would just say that, you know, we can't sit back and do nothing about the problems that we see. It's so many people who sit idly by as they watch their country be destroyed. And it's not only for us, it's for our posterity for generations to come. John Adams said, "Oh, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you'll make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." Let's not cause him to repent. Let's do the same thing for our generation.
Amen. Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. I'm not going to say Happy New Year yet, but folks, we're getting there. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.